One day, five people who had been blind from birth were brought and put around an elephant. Now, they knew that there was such thing as elephants, but they never experienced an elephant before. So they were asked to touch the elephant and then explain what an elephant was like. First one put their hands on the side of the elephant and said, "Oh, an elephant is like a wall." The other one put their hands on the ear of the elephant and said, no, an elephant is like a fan. Third one put their hand on the trunk and said, no, an elephant's like a big snake. Fourth one put their hand on the tusk and said, no, you're all wrong, elephant is like a sword. Finally, the one standing at the rear put their hand on the tail and said, no, an elephant is like a rope. See, from their perspective, each of them was right. None of them was right, really. So I'd like to, this morning, indicate that you and I are like those blind persons at the elephant, or would be like them when it comes to knowing God, if it weren't for Jesus Christ. You see, think about your own relationships with those who are closest to you, your family, your friends, spouse. How do you know somebody, really? You only can know them, or they can know you, if we reveal ourselves to one another, if we reveal what's in our hearts to one another. If we hide from each other, we don't really know each other. We have to want to reveal ourselves to each other. Same thing is true of God, even more so of God. You know, it's interesting, there has never been a whole people in the whole history of the world, all the archaeologists, all the missionaries, all the people who have traveled all over the world, never has there been a people found who didn't believe in the divine in some way or another. There have been individual people who are atheists, but not a whole people. And the reason is that every nation at all times, every people, has been faced with one basic question. Why should there be anything at all? Why should there be anything? There's an old phrase, an old maxim that goes, nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. Intuitively, we know that if anything exists, there must be some kind of a creator. But once we've said that, how do we understand who that creator is, or what that creator is like? I was reading an article in National Geographic magazine a few months ago about excavations that are taking place, or have taken place, under Mexico City, and all the ancient Aztec temples that have been turned up. The Aztecs, great Indian nation back in the 13th and 14th centuries all over Mexico and the Central America. And when they dig up these temples, one of the things they found out was that the ancient Aztecs offered human sacrifice to their gods. Many human sacrifices. And what they found out as they studied it more and more was that the cosmology of the Aztec people was something like this. They believed, had come to believe, for whatever reason, which I don't understand, that their gods required human blood. If their gods didn't get human blood, the gods themselves would die. And if the gods died, the whole universe would come to an end. That's why they offered human sacrifice. And we say, well, that's... it's awful, but why would anybody come to believe that? I suppose the question could be, why not? Why not? Why not come to believe that about God? Unless, and until, God reveals himself to us, about himself. And that's where Jesus Christ comes into play here, you see. He says to us this morning, when you see me, you see the Father. Father and I are one. What you see me doing, what you see me saying, that shows you what God is really like. Not what you might think God is like, not what you imagine God is like, but what God is really like. Now, why is that important to us? Well, because it shows us our relationship with God. Do you ever stop to ask yourself the question, why do you believe that God loves you? You. There's billions of people in the world. Why should God be interested in you or me? How would we believe, come to believe that? Well, we believe it because that's what Jesus Christ shows us. Think of all the times Jesus stopped for the insignificant little person nobody else cared about. The blind beggar on the side of the road. Everybody else tries to shut him up. The woman at the Samaritan well, a sinner. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, and so forth. He stops for those people, those individual people, because when he does that, he's showing them that God is concerned for them. When he shows them that, he's showing that to you and me too. God stops for every one of us. Each of us is precious to God. But we would never know that if it weren't for Jesus Christ. The Father and I are one. What we see him doing shows us God. Little story I'd conclude with. One day this little boy was laying on the floor of his house drawing a picture. And he was really into it, you know, his tongue was sticking out the side of his mouth. He was chomping down on it. He's really going at it, you know. His mother walked by and said, "What are you doing, dear?" Little boy looked up at her and said, "I'm drawing a picture of God." Mother said, "Well, that's very nice, but you know, honey, nobody really knows what God looks like." Little boy looked up at her and said, "They will when I'm done. They will when I'm done." A cute little story, but what about this? What about the woman asking or saying to him, the little boy, "Nobody knows what God looks like"? What if that woman is Mary? What if the little boy drawing the picture is Jesus? He says to her, "They'll know what God looks like when I'm done." And we do, because of him.